I remember one of the things that I was exploring, and unfortunately or fortunately you had to explore with me because I was your minister at the time, was this idea, this dream of what it might be to become more like Jesus, and had this wonderful image which appealed to those of us who had earlier soil underneath our fingertips, of growing and longing to grow and into the fullness of being like Jesus. But I think one of the things that I've come to realize that perhaps I didn't pay so much attention to, certainly at that time, was that if you become more like Jesus, then there's a chance that people might treat you like Jesus. And if people treat you like Jesus, that could be really good. But it may not be so good either. 2 years ago, I was appointed as superintendent of the York Circuit, and I got interviewed on BBC Radio York. I know. I was just thinking, should I say BBC Radio York, or should I say, yup, Tuck Wireless. How did I do, John?
No, okay.
Stick to the script. I remember on the interview, the interviewer saying, what's all this about? You know, because you're becoming superintendent and two circuits are going to come together. And because it doesn't really matter, does it? Because church is for older people. And I remember thinking to myself, and I wasn't quick enough to say it at the time, so is there something wrong with church being for older people? I mean, aren't older people God's children too? And the church where I am at is similar to this church in the sense that it has a lunch club on a Thursday as well. Would you believe it? I don't have to think. It's on a Thursday. And it's a fantastic group. And, you know, the way we know it's fantastic is because when it takes a break, and it takes a break during term times, they're not as energetic here, that you see the longing in their eyes to come back when it reopens. And you realize, actually, that the hunger of these people isn't this, but it's this. They've done a survey, and I don't know why, but Yorkshire is meant to be the place where people feel most alone. I don't know why it's one of the places that people feel that, but I know it's not unique to Yorkshire, because actually loneliness is everywhere. We all feel lonely at different times, and perhaps the way that society has gone and become much more electronic, we miss out on being with people. And these people need the church to be there for them. Well, anyway, the radio interviewer went on and he said, well, it doesn't really matter because the church isn't popular anymore, is it? It just so happens that morning I was preaching on John chapter 6. I don't know if you know the story of John chapter 6. I mean, it was only at that time that I was getting one part of it, because John chapter 6 is the point when Jesus puts on a meal, and there's 5,000 people there to enjoy it. And they were hungry. They were really hungry. And Jesus puts on a meal for 5,000 people. But then Jesus goes on to talking about the meal that he really offers. He talks about that actually, look, you know, it's really important that you're fed, because you are physical beings. That's the way I made you. You need to have food in your bodies. But actually, the food that I've come here to provide is something altogether deeper. In fact, the food you really need is me, is my life, is the life that you can have through my death and through my resurrection and ascension, and the life that you'll have when the other advocate comes, the Holy Spirit. That's the food. And Jesus was talking and talking, and you get to this point in the Bible, in my imagination, when he's talking and he just sort of thinks, actually, I can't no longer hear so many people behind me. And he turns around and the 5,000 people have gone and there's just 12 people left listening. They'd been happy to have their free lunch. Didn't quite bargain for the real meal that was on offer. 12 people, and one of them Jesus already knew was going to betray him. I remember thinking when the radio interviewer was asking, so is the church meant to be popular? in the story of Acts, when on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came, it says that 3,000 people were baptized. So we know that the church can be popular, but maybe it's not about being popular that counts. My wife, Karen, is involved in running an internship scheme for young people. And some of the things that she does is popular. Or rather, some of the things that the young people are involved with are popular. And where I am in Haxby, just on the edge of York, they have a youth cafe on every other Friday night. And sometimes we have more young people than we can cope with. Sometimes not. But the thing about that internship program is that it's set up really just to make faithful disciples. And it doesn't matter how many people are involved. What matters is the faithfulness of those young people and the faithfulness of us in trying to make people faithful to God's love. Matthew 10 says, a disciple is not above the teacher, nor a slave above the master. It is enough for a disciple to be like the teacher, a slave like the master. So what Jesus is saying is, don't try and be anything more than me. I wasn't popular. I wasn't successful, or at least nobody called me successful, because how can a crucified person be a sign of success? Just, it's enough to be like me. There's a guy called Dallas Willard who I've been reading a bit more recently, and he proposes this golden triangle, which is just a way of talking about what it might mean to be faithful and to become more Christ-like. And he puts at the top the Holy Spirit. So on the top point, you've got the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will do whatever the Holy Spirit wants to do. And the Holy Spirit will do those things with or without us. Although generally the Holy Spirit wants to do things with us and waits for us. And then on the bottom right-hand corner, he's got those things that we can do, if you like, that open the door to God. And so there's things like Bible reading, there's meditation, and there's prayer, and there's committing your life to be a life of simplicity and including points of solitude, not loneliness, but solitude, and all sorts of other things. And then on the other point of the triangle, he's got this point which is just life as it happens. The circumstances that we face, that we don't, some of which we plan for and some of which we don't. And it's what we do with that when we face those things that we don't sometimes have any choice over. It's through that point also that we can find ourselves showing the grace of Christ, being filled with the love of God. I went to York to be minister of a church and ended up being superintendent of 36. They obviously were worried about idle hands. And it's been an interesting time, and I think it's been a process of bringing two circuits together. There was a York North Circuit and a York South Circuit, and they came up with this imaginative name of York Circuit when they came together. Creative lot. And the thing is, when there's all sorts of dust up in the air and those challenges, it can bring out the best in us. But with the insecurity and the fear that we have, it can sometimes bring out the worst in us too. And I've probably not been treated as badly in the last 2 months as anywhere before. I've not had to deal with the fear that's been manifested in sometimes in hatred and in threats and anxiety. It's been extraordinary what I've faced. I'm not here to gain sympathy, but I guess I'm aware that that in facing all of that, it's sometimes been hard to hang on to the rhythms of prayer. But in that times of hard times, I've had a real sense of God being with me, of God's love surrounding me. And even though times have been hard, there has been a desire, and because of sometimes the lack of grace that I've received, by God's grace, I've become more determined to be a person of grace. Sometimes it's just the stuff of life which God uses to shape us, to form us into the people that he wants us to be, into the church that he calls us to be. And I think one of the things that I've learned is that it's not about being popular. It's not about being valued by other people. But it's about knowing that every hair on my head is counted. And that I'm held in God's hands, I'm held in God's heart, and that's absolutely amazing and absolutely precious. It doesn't mean that it will be easy, but it does mean that I'm secure in God's promises. And maybe as we think about ourselves as a community and about as a church, because you're 45 years old, and thinking about what lies ahead for you, maybe it's not about doing the things that you think you should be doing, or doing the things that you feel that other people are thinking that you should be doing, but it's about being faithful. It's about having a heart for God, whatever that means, even if that means being unpopular. It's about being true. It's about being full of love. To do things because you want to show God just how much you love God. And for that to be your only reason.